for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. You ever have bad dreams? I've had a series of them of late. I wonder if it has anything to do with the U.S. Mercy killing of wounded 16-year-olds in Iraq, or perhaps it has to do with the slow strangulation and murder of quadriplegic marijuana smokers in the D.C. jailhouse. Perhaps it's the news accounts that say more than 100,000 Iraqi civilians have died during our war of liberation, and yet the U.S. government doesn't tally the dead. Or maybe it's the fact that the officer in charge of the raid that killed Pedro Oregon with a hail of 20 bullets is being put back on the police force. Perhaps it's because the man who couldn't find WMD with both hands and who can't pronounce nuclear was reselected by the American people to be in charge of nuclear weapons. Or could it be that each day I become more aware of the enormous waste of American resources in fighting this 90-year-old war on drugs? We've been duped. And here to talk about it in regards to medical marijuana is our good friend Al Byrne from Patients Out of Time.
Now, I keep seeing these stories, hearing these quotes from John Walters and others within government saying there is no legitimate medical organizations that recognize medical marijuana. What is your thought there?
Yes, I have heard those type of statements myself, and I don't know how to say it other than Mr. Walters is mistaken. There are any number of professional healthcare organizations, both in the nursing community, in the medical community, and other communities as well, other professional groups as well, but certainly those two healthcare professionals have numerous organizations that have supported medical marijuana by saying that it is medicine, that it should be available to patients under medical supervision right now. Some of these include, for instance, the American Public Health Association. That's the largest and oldest healthcare association in the United States. It has well over a million membership, all professionals. They came out in 1995 and said it's medicine, it should be available. National Nurses Society on Addictions, the American Nurses Association, the American Family, American Association of Family Physicians. I could go on. There's a list of them at our website, which is www.medicalcannabis.com.
Perhaps my bad dreams and nausea are caused by a rejection of the perversion of fact put forward by the U.S. government. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.